the Christian church receives this new spirit, and it becomes the day on which we celebrate, well, a harvest of a different kind and guidance of a different kind of law, a law that is written on our hearts. And as I was pondering, the readings are so rich today. The reading from Acts with the coming of the Spirit as a beautiful, and I always like to say one of my favorite, what I consider to be a humorous line in Scripture, when the people say, they're full of new wine, and Peter says, no, no, that can't be, it's only 9 a.m. And I've always wanted to say, well, I'm not sure that the logic follows. I've known some people for whom that wouldn't have been a problem, but anyways, that's the kind of humor piece for me. But then more significantly, of course, what is clear is that the power of God has come down, and the disciples, the apostles, have been given the gift to speak all the tongues of all these peoples. Now, there's a great list there. And some of you might, as you hear that list, be going, well, why them? You know, why not somebody else? But the list of people that is given there is considered to have been a list which in the ancient world would have described sort of the known world, the civilized world, so that it is in fact a symbol of the apostles speaking the languages of all the world in order to proclaim the glory of God. And so this great gift is poured out. And so there's a particular piece there. It's a piece about being sent. And if you will, this is a new form of harvest. For in fact, while the original Pentecost celebrated the harvest of wheat, of basic food for people to live, now they're celebrating Pentecost as this other harvest in which the apostles themselves have come, you know, the harvest of the resurrection has happened, and they are now becoming a part of this great mission to the world. And to use Jesus' words in one of the Gospels, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And look out and see the wheat is white for the harvest. The sense of being called to go out and to bring others into the love and to the knowledge of God. However, there's an even richer piece for me that comes from reading the gospel of today. Because even though it doesn't happen on Pentecost, it happens on Easter evening in the John's gospel, it speaks to Pentecost in terms of its significance and the fullness of its meaning. Jesus appears and stands amongst the apostles, and after he said, peace be with you, it says that Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not a gesture that we use in church these days, breathing on people, especially in the midst of a COVID pandemic. this is not an activity that, you know, and thankfully we've got screens, so we don't have to have people turning into each other and breathing on them. But the gesture of breathing is very particular. It is almost certainly meant to evoke the image of Genesis. It's meant to make us think about, or to remind us of Genesis chapter 2, when God fashions Adam from the clay. And then it says he breathed into him his spirit and he became a living being. And what's happening here with Jesus is that he is breathing the Holy Spirit into the apostles, and they are becoming a new creation. They are becoming a new creation. So again, in a sense, this is a new kind of harvest. The seed that was planted with the incarnation of Jesus that grew through his life and ministry as he taught and as he healed and as he drove out the evil spirits, the seed that is planted and is growing through Christ's death and his resurrection now comes to fruition and for what God intends it to be ultimately, which is that creation is made new through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus and the pouring out of God's Spirit. Why new creation? Well, the old story is that God creates, and then he gives them a word, if you will, a law, and says, you know, there wasn't much to the Torah at creation. It was one thing, don't eat that, right? And those of us who raised kids know that probably God shouldn't have said that. No, I'm just kidding, but you know what I mean, right? Yeah, don't eat that means maybe you should. Maybe I should try. Maybe when mom and dad's not looking, I'm going to have a go. Anyways, whatever it was, God said, don't eat that, and they did. And so we have what we call the fall, the turning away, the disobedience that leads to all of the brokenness of humanity. And so in Pentecost, we have this picture of a second creation, a new creation, in which God makes it new by the pouring out of God's Spirit upon the apostles and actually ultimately upon the whole of creation. And what does that pouring out mean for us? Well, first of all, of course, it means a new creation. It means that we are being made new. We're being made into something that is being remade into what God originally intended for us from the beginning of creation, to be new and to have the word not only spoken to us, not only inscribed on tablets like the Torah for Moses, but now inscribed in our hearts by the very presence and the power of God by the gift of his Holy Spirit. And so what it means is new creation in a way that we are united to God in a fundamentally different way. Not because the Holy Spirit wasn't around before. The Holy Spirit was the God's means of creating the world. The Holy Spirit is what continues to sustain the world and always did. But now this fresh outpouring of the Spirit as a personal presence, the person of the Spirit dwelling in us, means that God is present in our very hearts, dwelling within us, helping to teach us and to guide us and to lead us. It's a whole new way of being. And it in a certain sense, it becomes the ultimate point that this the sort of the outcome of Christ's ministry is to get us to this place through incarnation, God becoming one of us in the flesh, through the teaching and the healing, through the death and the resurrection, to this place where the Spirit can be poured out again and creation can begin to be made new. So what does that mean for us? Well, first of all, God does this, but God doesn't remove our freedom. So we can't say, well, Pentecost has happened, everything is good. And for those of us, which is all of us, sitting in our own homes now in the midst of a pandemic, we know that everything is not yet right and good. That's just straightforward. But what it means is that God, in our midst of our freedom, is inviting us again to live this new life, to live this empowered new creation in which we are not only obedient to God, but we are united to God in love and united to God by God's own presence dwelling within us. So it means these things. It means, first of all, being united to God, God's presence in us, but it also means, therefore, being united to one another. When we talk about being community, being together in fellowship, that is because we are one with Christ in the Spirit, in the power of God. Therefore, we are one with one another. A unity which is not yet perfect. But as we yield our choice, yield our freedom to God, which is what our freedom is for, the choice to allow God to work, we draw closer to one another. And we have a greater sense of unity and community. It means also that we have a way to be led by the power and the wisdom of God in a new way. We have scriptures, but to understand the scriptures requires us to read it together and to allow God's Spirit to lead us and to teach us. And it means perhaps, above all, yes, in a sense, because it all goes together in a package. It means, well, what did Jesus say? As the Father sent me, so I send you. Think for a moment about what Jesus says about the Father sending him. Jesus says, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And now Jesus says to his disciples, to his apostles, as the Father sent me, so I send you. What does that mean? It means that all of us, by the power and the gifting of the Spirit, are an expression and an extension of God's love to our world. We are now not only a part of God's mission, but in a sense, we are that mission. We are that empowering of the Spirit to go forth. We are an expression, to be an expression of God's love in the world. And so, we celebrate today a harvest and a giving of law, but not a law of the old sort, but the law of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life in us. And a harvest which is not only the harvest that is because we have turned our hearts to God, but a harvest of what is to come. All of the hearts of humanity across the globe being turned willingly to the God of love, who seeks to be united to us, unite us to one another, to know the love of God that is in Jesus Christ, and to live that love with one another in the power of God's Spirit, because the Spirit enables us to do it. And so on this great feast day, this feast of Pentecost, I pray that we will be open anew, that we will have the time today and in the coming weeks to pray constantly, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit into my mind, into my heart, into my life. Guide my words, guide my actions. Make me an extension of your love to those I meet. May God give us that grace. May God inspire our hearts and minds. May God help us to be willing to be a new sending of his Spirit into the world. Amen.